check can be programmed directly in MLB Tech. What can be interesting and in comparison to classical BibTeX that avoids dummy LaTeX commands, it's for name. If you put that in a BibTeX field, dollar will be viewed as the particle, here the first name, and that the last name. You can use braces or this syntax. If the first name is abbreviated using a non-standard way, that is not H period, R period, you can put that. Pay attention to the fact that here also there is some checking. For example, just the last name. Attention, the keyword is the word and this sign. This is not a keyword. That is, it's a succession of first, last, ABBR, and sum with the arrow. So, I didn't save it. Just the last name. And if you write that, that's logical. I didn't put a first name, so there can't be a way to abbreviate it. If you mixed the two writing, you can do the following. Consider this part, that is no comma in classical BibTeX. You can specify a first name, a particle, and the last name, but not, for example, a junior part. So, what is reachable by keywords is what can't be reached in this part. For example, neither first, nor last, nor fun. But junior is okay. And here, the last four parts with the special abbreviation for the first name. You can also put co-author linked by AND and collaborators linked by WITH. And the result is deze. Dus linker en zijspan. First collaborator, first co-author and then collaborator. If you you can you must connect by hand before connecting by with.
So name and contains the with.
Yeah. Another syntax for author as organization name. That is the name of the organization and the key used for sorting. Another set of keywords. In fact, if we consider bibliotheque, there are two philosophy, in fact. MLBibTeX has extended the syntax of bib files, whereas BibliTeX has added new fields. That is, for example, if you want to specify additional collaborators, you can use this field in BibliTeX. As another example, if year is not an integer, you can use this field which takes precedence on year for the sorting operation. From my point of view, this feature is not easy to handle, but BibliTeX proceeds this way. At first glance, you can easily revert to classical styles if you use BibliTeX, because new fields will be ignored by the standard style of BibliTeX. That's not completely true, because BibliTeX users are encouraged to use the date field rather than year and month. And this field is not recognized by standard styles. So you can revert easily or less easily. The same, Biber, that is another bibliography processor, but usable only for files suitable by BibliTeX. The same, bib files are not extended, but you have meta information in the configuration files of Biber. That's exactly the same. You can specify how to abbreviate some first name, but not locally. For example, in French, Christian is abbreviated CH period. In German, CHR. You can specify that in Biber. Biber will abbreviate all the occurrences of Christian by CHR or CH, but not depending on the language of the reference. Another advantage of MLBibTeX is the sort procedure language dependent. And in fact, an advantage of this procedure, that is chaining successive sort keys, is very easy. For example, what I show for the English order holds for other languages. It is a true value. Okay? In fact, at first glance, that is a strict order, that is irreflexive, like lesson for number. But there is many things hidden. In fact, if you use a third argument, it must be a zero argument function which is run when the two strings are equal. It is, there is no backtrack. There is three possibilities. Either the strings are different, that is the answer is true or false. Either they are equal, and this run. So, if you want to change some successive source key, just put them in lambda in this way. For example, it is equality, so this is run, and the result is false. In fact, you can interpret, if you want to sort with respect to author, by last name and first name. Better. You notice that an ascending order, but maybe you want a descending order. Quite easy. Here. It's a default value for an ascending order, but just type that for a descending one. Better. That is not. The strings are not equal because equal string would be IN. Okay. That is, taco is before, taco is uppercase, is before taco is lowercase. If you want case insensitive equality. So, ascending, case insensitive, equality. By default, you can see that uppercase letters come first. If you want to lowercase letters to come at first, just precise. So, that is, taco is lowercase, just before the result is false. That is, taco with lowercase letter comes before taco with uppercase. The default is uppercase, that is. That's true. So, as you can see, order relations are very rich functions. It is, if you want Gaussian sensitive equality, ordering with respect to lowercase, uppercase, ascending, descending order, chaining order, no problem. So, in fact, there is, I must to say, there is a drawback currently for MLB Tech, that is, now it recognizes only two encodings, Latin one and pure ASCII. That is not a problem practically because letters belonging to other systems, for example, L with a bar in Polish, or some accent of Hungarian and Czech language, the commands used by LaTeX are recognized. So, no problem to specify such letter. But that is due to scheme. When I began this work, the standard scheme was the fifth revision. It came out in 98. And in fact, it was not Unicode compliant. Maybe you know, if you are interested in a scheme, there was another revision, the sixth one, in 2007. But due to some particular problem, many scheme implementers refused to implement it. In fact, only PLT scheme can provide you this revision. That was very unfortunate. I only had little influence in the scheme group. I tried to convince scheme implementer I know, that is many, to implement at least the Unicode part, but no way. In fact, some implementation provide an implementation of Unicode, but in a non-portable way, that is, what is okay for a prototype is not suitable for another. For me, that was difficult. I spent much time to get something compatible among all the interpreters. I spent much time to get something efficient and portable. I didn't want to get rid of that just because of Unicode. But I'm waiting for the next standard, seventh revision, planned for the end of this year. It has been announced Unicode compliant, and it seems that it will be implemented by most scheme prototypes, at least by Bigloo, and the most important scheme. So, we can hope for MLB Tech to be able to deal with encoding when the seventh revision comes out. Not now, but in the near future. So, to get some precise detail with MLB LaTeX, the current version is a third. I decided to the subversion to be labeled by geographical name. At Leipzig Advanced Meeting, some So the first version, the second designed it when I was in the Caribbean, and the present version, it is almost the entry types introduced by Bibliotech have been added. And the command is very simple, precise the job name, so the sort, that is a pattern, name, year, month, title, by order of appearance, and the code for the main language. For example, if you don't precise order, the bibliography will be left unsorted. That is, order is the order of first citation throughout the document. So, for example, with English. Because this error is because this not a letter here. So, look there. It is this citation at first and other. Hence from 2011 at first and the other. You can sort by, for example, year, month, name, and title. And 10, 11, 12. Or, first by name, name, year, title, and the month. So, C, H, L, N, N, okay? So quite easy. So, presently, this ML Bibliotech version does not process the dead field in replacement, in possible replacement for year, month, and day. You can use a day field for any style in ML Bibliotech. It will be planned for the next version. And working with ML Bibliotech Conceptor, I think very soon a new interface will be proposed. Presently, you can use backend BibTech, or BibTech 8, BibTech U, or Bibber, I think a new option will be added. In fact, if you understand how ML Bibliotech works, you don't have to customize the way to build BBL files from Bib1. Because all the formatting decisions are in charge of the BibLaTeX package when LaTeX is running. So, the idea is to write this step using a compiled language efficiently. You can use Bibber, okay, but as a program in Perl, that is not very efficient. It's quite slow. personally, I think the Bibliothèque provides a good choice of options, but with complications about a new field, for example, author type, editor A, to label the successive name of this field. I think a convergence between Bibliothèque philosophy and MLBibTech would be useful. Let us mention that BibTech and Biber sort only strings. For example, if they compare years, they compare years as strings. For example, this year by 2, 0, 1, 2, not as integers. MLBibTech performs numerical sort when that is needed. And the difficult sort with respect months, for the same reason. MLBibTech, for example, will transform October in 10, but not 10, in 1, 0. And January will be transformed in 01, in order for months to be to always be a two-digit code. That is a string sort, no, a numerical sort. So I hope to improve the interface. We will be that in the future. End of the first part. What can I do? The second is a MLB context.
I have a question. What is the estimated time frame from R7 RS to a Big Blue implementation?
Big Blue is more efficient. In fact, that depends what you want. If you want to add a graphical interface.
No, I want a timeline.
Huh?
I want a timeline. If the R7 comes out, how long will it take before Big Blue does R7?
Big Blue.
You just said that the old scheme spec.
Yes.
From 98. And now there's going to be a new scheme spec.
Yeah.
But then it has to be implemented by the prototype engine.
Yeah.
How long will it take for them to implement?
How long is the source?
No, how much time? Suppose it comes out tomorrow.
For MLBibTech?
Yeah.
Started it.
No, not you, the developers of Big Blue.
Yes.
How much will they time take to implement R7?
In fact, there are two main developers, and I know that additional parts has been performed by PhD students.
So you don't know?
Yeah. But if you want more details about Big Blue, see the homepage. The project manager is Emmanuel Serrano at the south of France in Nice, the main developer, and I know at least three PhD students participating in developing Big Blue. At least three, because the three I know, but I'm not sure.
I think it is.